One of the organisations in the Hunter that have got a great vision, and that's helping out homeless and disenfranchised people here in the Hunter, and that is the Soul Cafe. There is a great event that's being promoted at the moment through Hunter Bikers, and that is the Tin Food and Blanket Run. From Hunter Bikers, it's Michael Curtis. Good morning, Michael. How great is it to be getting involved with such a fantastic local organisation such as the Soul Cafe?
Mark, it's a wonderful opportunity for me. It's the sort of thing I've been coming and going from now for some years on a part-time basis, and having recently retired, it's the opportunity to get stuck into it full-time, so it's a wonderful opportunity for us all to be able to put something into the local community, for sure.
Michael, as you know, if you're retired, you're probably now busier now than you ever were.
Funny you should mention that. Very much the case, and certainly this time of year, because we're also involved in a number of other events on the local motorcycle and calendar, and this is without a doubt our peak period, so it gives us all the time in the world to hook into these things and really get things done for the local community. It's a good opportunity.
Well, the Tin Food and Blanket Run, which will support the Soul Cafe, can you tell me a bit about that, Michael, and how that all works?
My word, I can. It's actually been going for some 25 years or more now. We can trace its history back to mid-90s, where a couple of fellas started it off, mainly Howard Mull and another fellow by the name of Trip, well, Kevin Henry, decided they could do a little bit for the Salvos in those days, and it's grown from there to the event we've now got running, where we encourage people, promote people to turn up on the day over here at Sandgate Markets on the first Sunday of June, bring along their food, blankets, well, non-perishable foods, of course, everything's sort of got to be date-stamped, good clean blankets, and cash. Cash is most usable of all things, of course, to support Soul Cafe in their endeavours to feed and house, in some cases, that certainly feed and care for the homeless of Newcastle.
Yeah, Michael, they look after, got around 800 meals going each week, I mean, which is a mammoth event in anyone's language, and it just shows that sadly, there is still a continued need for organisations such as theirs, isn't there?
Look, very much the case, Mark, and probably more so than ever before. We all know that the squeeze is on all aspects and levels of government to look after the community, and all it does is highlight the need for more people to support their own. It's you know, the old saying, you know, the charity begins at home, mate. It's never stronger and probably more so in this area than some other areas, I would reckon, judging by the people I see on the streets anyway.
Yeah, which is a sad thought. But that's exactly what you will be doing by getting involved with the Tin Food and Blanket Run. Yes, the non-perishables, blankets for the winter, which is just about upon us. And it is at the markets on Sunday. Michael, I better let you go and continue that organising for us. And we'll look forward to catching you next time around.
Mark, just one more thing before you go. Just quickly also to make people aware of the Soul Cafe sleepout on June 16th in the railway sheds in the Newcastle Park there on the foreshore. That's a worthy event to come along to as well. Bring your cash in there and camp out for the night. Get a little bit of a taste of what some people have to put up with every night. And it's an eye-opener and a terrific opportunity to support a good local charity.
Absolutely, Michael. And you're keeping up the good works yourself. Thank you for your time with us this morning. It's 2NURFM 103.7.